Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldtour dictating an endoscopy report on patient Patricia Mitchell, date of birth 1/3/1951, date of procedure April 9, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgenia Goldtour, do. Referring physician is Dr. Fadi Yared. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold smear polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is FOBT positive stools, comma, constipation, comma, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions. Such amendments were also made. The patient period, the vision brought to the anesthesia, so placed in the lateral position. Surgery for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated lumbar surgery. Gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the vulnerable second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. Electrical flux was obtained in the cardiac. Period. Resection from the stomach before withdrawal. Period. The patient was then turned around in the left lateral position. As exam was non-period, well-lubricated lumbosacral colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and complex of Fultz. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, thymic colon, the rectum. Period. Which flexure was obtained at the rectum. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. Boston ballpark score was graded as a 6,2-2-2, period to suboptimal prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared on a remarkable neckline. The Z line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of the grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Gamma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation. Next line. There was a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. There was evidence of diffuse gastric erythema with evidence of erosions, comma, in the antrum and body, comma, biopsies were obtained separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. In the antrum, there was a firm raised nodule, which could have been extrinsic, with abnormal mucosa overlying, comma, this is approximately 2 centimeters in size, comma, biopsies were obtained extensively and bite on bite for further evaluation and histology. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. The colon was tortuous and did require a significant amount of counterpressure to reach cecum, comma. Boston ballpark score is graded as a 6,2-2-2. Overall fair to suboptimal prep. Next line. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. There was a diminutive cecal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 8 millimeter descending colon testicle polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 additional sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy, each approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size. Next line. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy that sessile. Next line. There were 3 rectal polyps there were 5 total rectal polyps, comma, 2 were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and 3 were removed with cold snare polypectomy. These ranged in size from 6 to 10 millimeters. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, there is evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoid noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation of the esophagitis in response to PPI therapy. Next line. Patient was explained that she'll need PPI-BID for 8 weeks and daily following. Nexline will follow up biopsy from the antral nodule, comma, may need endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation, pending findings. Nexline recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year. Given the number of polyps on this exam as well as the ferret to suboptimal prep, next line. Resume Plavix tomorrow morning, next line. May need further evaluation with PILCAM. Next line. Follow up in office previously scheduled. Thank you.